The WGTD forecast from the National Weather Service for this Monday, January 21st. Partly sunny and quite cold, scattered snow flurries, some minor accumulations, maybe an inch or so, a high of 17. We have snow flurries now. We're in single digits as far as the weather goes. 6 degrees in Racine, 5 in Kenosha, 4 for Burlington, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. The wind from the west at 5, wind chill is 5 below. For WGTD News, I'm Dave McGrath. Coming up on 8:11, the morning show with Greg Berg is next.
Support for WGTD comes from Jack and Drea, a Kenosha tradition since 1911, newly reimagined for 2018. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. More information at jackanddrea.com. Jack and Drea, a proud supporter of WGTD's morning show. And we welcome you to the Monday morning show. I'm Gregory Berg. Today will be the first time in this new year of 2019 that we welcome into our studios for his monthly visit to the program, Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. Mr. President, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well, Greg. You have to remember, I was like 19 years ago that Y2K was the big talk of the town. Remember that year switching from 1999 to 2000? Here it's almost 20 years later. It's amazing
here
how
we
fast
are.
The time
yeah.
goes.
I remember that year so vividly because I was the interim director of the Carthage Choir and had to take the choir to Europe in January of 2000. There were all kinds of worries about Y2K.
The travel, right.
And ATMs wouldn't work. And
computers
planes
were
going to
fail.
Yeah, absolutely. And not a thing. smooth as silk, right. Fortunately. So anyway, here we still are, not always smooth as silk, but things are very, very good, of course, for Gateway Technical College at the moment.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. You know, 2019 sets a new milestone for us. We turn 108 years old this year, so that's always an exciting time. And beginning our second semester, which means we can start thinking about graduation season and all of the success that our students have, and we're off to a great start again. We always take a little bit of a break over the holidays to let our kind of troops regroup again, and I will share with you that Gateway is a three-semester calendar, so we don't take as long a break as most colleges or universities, so our students are back and have been back for a couple of weeks already, and our faculty do a remarkable job of prepping and making sure that everything's in place, and of course, just a huge shout-out, as you know, to all of our facility staff that not only maintain the facilities that we have, but really help us prepare to provide some new opportunities for students, and every semester is a new opportunity with new courses and new programs that we offer here at Gateway.
Very good. Of course, one of the things that makes Gateway go are the exciting partnerships that those that last for years and years and years and years, and the new partnerships that spring up all the time. I mean, we'd be lost without them.
Oh my gosh, especially the last couple of years. I mean, with all of the economic build out in Southeast Wisconsin, and of course, we work really hard to make sure that our business partners know the valuable resources that Gateway has to support their talent needs because of the skilled worker shortage. But two of them that I just want to highlight today kind of set a great example of that. Yaskawa Robotics. Yaskawa has been to visit Gateway several times, and we took a team there about 3 weeks ago to establish a more formal relationship and do some customized training programs for them, and they're coming on board to be a part of our new build-out for Industry 4.0 at the SC Johnson iMed Center. And I've learned some really unique things about Yaskawa, including the fact that the founder, Mr. Yaskawa, really coined the term mechatronics. And we've said that a few times on this show, right? The kind of the integration of electrical mechanical systems. And so we're really excited to have that history with that.
Yeah.
And now they'll bring some of their new technologies in, and our students will benefit from learning on some of their product lines. And then right before the holidays, I had the really unique opportunity to go and visit Yamaha Outboard Motors over in Kenosha. And it was really exciting to see all the work that's being done and the training center that they have there and how we've been able to extend a partnership and enhance our high-performance engine program or outboard marine motor program. And Yamaha's coming on board to help us support that. And bringing some new equipment and some new technologies, and it just, again, rounds out the whole experience that our students will have in those really up and emerging industries.
Fantastic. I know that before we get to our very special guest today, you want to say something about the Martin Luther King celebration that happens here at Gateway a little later today.
I do. You know, it's always a great day to reflect on what's happening in our community, and Gateway's hosted now for 25 years the Martin Luther King Day celebration for our community. It's a big event. So 11:30 today we will begin. The doors will open. I encourage our listeners to come in at least by 11:30 or maybe 11:15 even, because it's usually a standing room only experience. We do have some overflow rooms, which help a little bit. This year the theme is One Voice, Many Stories. And it's really about the individual stories or the reflection that people have in their work in the community. So the involvement, the engagement, the volunteerism, civil liberty. And Greg Riley will be our keynote speaker. And some might remember that name. Greg is actually a Martin Luther impersonator. So he does a remarkable job. And it's really fun to kind of put yourself in that moment again. And I think our audience will really enjoy that. And I'm sure they will really appreciate and enjoy all of the stories that have come together to help build this celebration today.
Fantastic. So I know you are really, really excited to have a Gateway board member with us today. And it's always really special to have somebody here who has that level of devotion to Gateway.
Oh, it really is.
And also brings an exciting kind of outside perspective in a sense.
Yeah. And I love to put our trustees on the spot a little bit. So, Jesse, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate that. Jesse Adams is our newest board member, and we're really proud to have him serve on our board. And he's been a great advocate and a really valuable resource for the college already, networking us with some of the business and industry folks out in the Walworth County area, and has engaged Gateway at new levels. So Jesse's here to help share a little bit about his perspective on why would anyone want to serve as a trustee, and then maybe more importantly, what Gateway can do to help support businesses throughout the Tri-County area.
Very good. We are happy to have Jesse Adams with us, and you made quite a trip here, and bright and early in the morning, too, so we appreciate that.
Glad to be here. Yeah, thank you.
So we want to learn a little bit about you first, since this is your first time on the morning show. So first of all, tell us a little bit about where you come from originally, and maybe a little bit about your family background.
I actually grew up in a Gateway district in the Elkhorn district over in Lake Geneva. Was the son of two wonderful, extraordinary parents, Ben and Donna Adams, one of seven kids, which is always a little bit chaotic, never a dull moment, if you will.
What was important for you growing up? I mean, what did you occupy your time with mostly?
Yeah, we were a faith, family, and work family, right? Those are in that order. That was the priorities that we had, and we're always dialed into that. So, and when I growing up as one of seven kids, we were actively involved in the business, which is Adams Electric, an electrical contracting business. We actually just celebrated our 30th year anniversary here as a company in Walworth County.
From what point in your life did you start to be involved in the family business?
You know what? I guess I might be violating some child labor laws if I were to actually disclose that. But early on, you get involved, and there's always...
If you're pushing a broom or whatever.
Yeah, if you're pushing a broom, if you're washing a work truck, if you're doing any number of different things, whether it's putting away stock or anything else.
So. And that was okay? I mean, even if it didn't leave time for basketball or fishing or whatever you might otherwise have done?
You know, when you're in a big family, everybody learns to carry the load early on, and so that's more of a priority than anything. We certainly had ample opportunity that our folks provided for us to be involved in extracurriculars like sports. But when the sports season was out, after school, head over to the office and plug in. So
do what has to happen.
I think that's such a great story, too. Family-owned businesses are the heart and soul of our community.
Of course.
We talk a lot about the values that family-owned companies bring to the community, and especially through the Gateway partnerships. And so I'm intrigued. Did you go to Elkhorn High School then?
No, I went to Faith Christian High School.
Faith Christian High School.
Which is a small parochial school in Williams Bay. But we held our own on the sports end of things, Brian. We beat, I think, every school in the county and just about every sport that we had.
All those schools that are listening now are going to want their own time on this. Their rivalry is going to start to come out.
To bring up some old
So how far back did this family business go? Is this a business your parents created, or did it go back further than that?
Yeah, it started in, I think, 1988, where my dad was actually working for an electrical contracting company. He's originally from Nebraska, one of 12 kids himself.
Oh, boy.
And grew up in kind of a poor farming community, always knew the value of hard work. And met my mom and out in Colorado, came back to this area. She's originally from Delavan. Mm. And he was working for an electrical contracting company that actually went out of business. And so he had an important decision to make. He had three kids at home, five kids at home. And so he decided to throw out his own shingle. It officially started out of the back of the house. Mm. And the rest is kind of history in terms of how that's developed.
I love that spirit of entrepreneurialism as well. I mean, there's so many great stories about how people have sort of made it on their own, right? And Southeast Wisconsin has been a really fertile place for that to happen. A lot of companies are started by people that are hardworking and have skill sets that are able to deliver their own services. And many of our students at Gateway use entrepreneurship as sort of the cornerstone of what they want to do with their careers. Gain the skills, maybe work for someone in the beginning, but ultimately own their own businesses.
Absolutely. So let's learn a little more about Adams Electric. And right off the bat, I mean, a really basic term, but some of our listeners and me don't necessarily know exactly what it means when a company is an electrical contracting company. I mean,
sure.
What does that term really mean?
Yeah, we get confused sometimes with electronics, right? You're familiar with the gear here in the radio studio here. But electrical contracting is the business end of providing, you know, distribution all the way in through the process. So we're sitting in the studio right now. The lights are on. Electrical contractor was the company that put this, or a company was that put these lights in, that wired up your gear that you have here. So we are a full service electrical contractor. We do work for providing powerful solutions for manufacturers, commercial, whether it's your Culver's of the world or your grocery stores, shopping marts, and as well as the residential sector, and basically all things power. We've got a large standby power. We've got a partnership with Generac Power Systems, which is a great Wisconsin company, and so we do just about everything.
They turn the lights on for us, right? Well, I tell you, the important role that electrical contractors play for us at the college, we have some training programs, of course, apprenticeship programs in electrical trades, and just really great careers in the electricity and electrical fields. They're a key asset because they're one of those jobs and career paths that really cannot be outsourced, right? So they're here all the time. They've been here for many, many decades. We'll be here for many decades going forward. And it's an evolving career path. So while it was traditional stringing wires, now you've got fiber optic cable and you've got wireless systems, all kinds of different systems that play into being able to sustain environments like here at the radio station.
Right. So you don't generate electricity, but you connect us to the people who generate electricity.
Your utility provider. However, if we put a standby power generator, you know, the college has generator backup power. So if the power on the grid were to ever fail, the college would be back online, right? Especially so you've got a generator placed on each of these different campuses, and it's powered by natural gas or propane. Mm. And so if the power were to go out, that would automatically fire up and turn the power back on at the college. So in some senses, we do.
Wow.
And I'd say how important that is, because everything is sensitized to data and security, right? So we need to have power in order to protect all of the data, all of the student records, all of the information we have about our programs. And so power is critical to any sort of situation that you might have. And so it can be a snowstorm, a tornado, any reason that the power goes down.
Or the lines get cut.
Causes us a lot of concern.
Oh, absolutely. I remember the days in the old building 30 years ago when the power would go out, and I remember we would have to call the power company and remind them that the blood bank was on the other end of the building.
Right.
Because then we thought, well, then they'll turn it back on for us just that much quicker. They might not care about the radio station, but they'll care about the blood bank. And it's nice to know now there are systems in place to keep the lights on and the mics on in those unfortunate moments. For those of you just joining us, we're speaking with not only Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College, but also with Jesse Adams, who is the newest member of the board of trustees for Gateway Technical College. And he is the president of Adams Electric, a family-owned business, and as we just said, is a very new member of the Gateway Board of Trustees. So, so Jesse Adams, what intrigued you about the possibility of becoming a trustee? It sounds from what President Albrecht was saying earlier that you already had some connection to Gateway, but that was a big step to go on to the Board of Trustees.
Sure, yeah. It's really simple. I mean, honestly, we have always known of Gateway. It's been right in our backyard there in Elkhorn, which is where our business is located. But we believe in the mission of the institution, the work that is being done. And so anytime we have the opportunity to plug in to a meaningful capacity to serve, we like to try and take advantage of it where we can, when we can. So this opportunity came up, and we were very excited to be able to serve in that capacity.
I couldn't have asked for a better answer than that. I mean, really, when we try to find and help identify folks that are interested in serving Gateway, there is a high sense of responsibility. There's a monthly meeting, so there's time and effort, and there's a lot to learn about the college because it's a big operation. But to know that folks come into it like Jesse with a passion to serve and to really engage in how they can improve the college in many ways, it's so critical. And I know that his network of other employers in that region helped to generate a conversation around how can we communicate, connect with, enhance, if you will, opportunities for young people as they think about their future careers, especially if we want them to stay in our area. That takes a partnership. So it can't just be one voice, not just Gateway's voice. It has to be a collective voice throughout the community.
Mm. Jesse Adams, I suppose one of the things about becoming a board of trustee, a trustee on the board, is that you are on the sort of the inside of Gateway in a way that you weren't before, even as an important partner. You
sure
learn a lot about the institution just in serving in this new role and meeting many people in the administration and so on. What have you learned about Gateway that maybe has been surprising to you?
Yeah, well, I've learned a lot. It's a bit of drinking from the fire hose. I'm trying to be as dutiful and attentive as possible, especially at these board meetings. You know, there's a lot of conversations going on. This, as Brian said, this is a great, good-sized institution. A lot of employees and you know, a lot of students and partners and all the nuance that comes in from state funding and everything else. So it's a lot to learn. It's a great challenge. One of the things, I guess, that's surprising to me, and maybe I'm not surprised in retrospect, but coming in and seeing Gateway's journey experience and how the college prioritizes getting faculty and staff plugged in at every level and getting visibility at every level. So oftentimes I feel like you enter into these larger institutions and there's silos, right? Everybody's got their priority, their thing that they're focused on. But this journey experience, and I got in my orientation, I got the opportunity to sit in with Brian at the table and sit with a number of staff and faculty that were going through their experience, which that day was meeting with the president. Encouraging or requiring, whatever you want to call it, getting people at board meetings, getting people to all the various different college campuses so that they can see it, get the visibility. And now they're thinking holistically about the institution and not just about their field, whatever that might be. And so I think that's a wonderful thing and was very impressed by that when I came in the door.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's good to hear that. The Gateway Journey is what some might call an onboarding process. So if someone new comes to our community and it comes to Gateway, it's the very first time to, as Jesse said, help them orientate themselves a little bit and really help us understand what their strengths are and their vision and mission for their future career and how we can partner in that to make our services for Gateway be even stronger. So the journey process is something that I'm very proud of, and the team works really hard. I think we're on like journey 4.0 now. We change it every semester because there's so many new things, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we added a new program, so we better expose students to that one as well.
Absolutely. Gateway, of course, talks all the time about the skilled worker shortage.
Sure.
How serious a situation is that when it comes to the industry that Adams Electric is part of?
Yeah, it's pretty real. And you know, end of last year, I sat at a roundtable with a number of business owners or executives, you know, went from manufacturing to the trades. And in that small room, a relatively small room, we counted it up, and there were over 1,000 jobs available for hire that day. Wow. And it's a huge, that's a big number. And, you know, in our industry, we are competing daily. Our team members get solicited every single day, literally every single day. Somebody's calling them to offer them a job because there's a shortage in the skilled trades, just like there is in manufacturing or anything else. And, you know, to that end, we have to be creative, right? There's very low unemployment in the state of Wisconsin due to some really great economic years over the last several years. You know, we are, we've actually, that's why it forces us to get creative and involved. We actually started a partnership with Gateway here over the last couple years, working with their instructors. In order to build the next generation of electricians, we need to be meaningfully involved. And so we've launched Adams Academy, which we hope is going to be a best-in-class training facility over in Elkhorn, available to just about anybody that wants to get involved and get in the trade. Because, like Brian said, you know, in our industry or many others, there are so many great jobs right here locally that if you're graduating from Elkhorn High School or Lake Geneva or any of those different places, you can have a wonderful career right here at home. And you, in many cases, you don't even need to go to a four-year institution to, right. to have that be the case.
Absolutely.
You know, most of our team members are high school educated and making well above what the mean for the county is in terms of compensation. And it's a tremendous opportunity and real money, real opportunity for real families right here in Walworth County.
Right. So, yeah. And I suppose part of the challenge, too, is to get young people thinking about electrical as a exciting career, especially because electricity is one of those things we just so easily take for granted. And
right,
you just
right.
kind of forget yeah. about the army, the small army of people necessary to make it happen. And so getting young people to think about this as a career.
Yeah, and the first part is awareness, right? We have to make young people in high school aware of what the opportunities are. And I think, you know, high schools have done a lot better job, and Gateway has pushed some of those resources back down into the high schools to help create that level of awareness of what is it, what's within the four walls of each of these buildings. You know, when you drive by the hospital, it's not just doctors and nurses, right? It's purchasing people, marketing people, technicians, electricians, the guy that's keeping the generator running.
Right.
And so getting visibility and awareness is by far the biggest thing. And I think that starts, like, Brian, you've been talking about the junior high level, right?
Well, absolutely. Even earlier in some cases. But you're so right. I mean, the idea that there's a skilled worker shortage is, you know, it's not going to go away anytime soon. So building an awareness internally within the communities that we serve, whether it's an elementary school, a high school, or the general community, that, you know, there are opportunities to find great jobs and to earn a great living in our home community. And I think Jesse's really kind of leading the way and helping us better understand how these relationships can work with the Adams Academy and really helping engage people that there's lifelong learning is a reality. And whether you graduate from high school 10 years ago or, you know, 10 weeks ago, there's going to be some required training beyond that initial experience. And especially as the technology changes.
Right.
So everything changes. In electrical trades, the codes change, the type of materials change, yeah. the installation practices change, the standards change, and you've got to stay on top of all of that. And today, a lot of it is digital, so it's integrated with something else. You've got to learn computer skills if you're going to be an electrician, right? And so it just helps us to, again, refine the importance of Gateway and to expand our services into other areas of our community.
By the way, I love the name Adams Academy. That's just great.
Yeah.
And it sounds, and what an exciting idea.
Yeah, we're pretty blessed. We've just gotten some new square footage in an old grocery store, and so we've now got a little bit more space to work with, especially on something like this. So
when you think about what people need to, for instance, be successful employees of Adams Electric, what are the most important skills that we are talking about that you look for and that you would hope young people have gone some lengths to develop before they even show up on your doorstep?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's an important question. For us, honestly, it's more about core value alignment, if we're being totally honest. And we say all the time at Adams Electric that we hire attitudes and train skills. You could give me the most skilled technically person or, you know, with the greatest background in any of the different disciplines that feed into our industry. But if they don't have core value alignment, if they don't have great integrity, you know, hard work ethic, great attitude, then they don't have a spot on the team. And 10 times out of 10, I'm going to take the person that doesn't have the technical but really demonstrates the want, that desire, that capacity, and certainly the core value alignment with what's most important to us, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. That's how we evaluate everything that we do in our company. So
yeah, and I think just the sense of trust and confidence that Jesse displays in his employees, and the way that they're also onboarded and brought into the culture of the organization. Every organization has its own culture. And what we can do at Gateway is help expose students to their passion. What are their strengths through some applied learning environments? You know, Gateway is a hands-on, minds-on college, and we can extend that through some of our services with our high schools and apply some dual credit programs and allow students to earn some skills while they're in high school and build that confidence. And then really, when they graduate from high school, understand that I can do this work, right? Because as we mentioned earlier, the work is sort of hidden. It's behind the walls. You don't see it. You don't see the electrician until something goes wrong, because they're there building the infrastructure, and then they go away, you know?
Right, exactly. I want to pose the next question to you and then have Jesse Adams kind of respond and fill in. Talking kind of about the role of the trustees when it comes to this matter of building career awareness and helping people of all ages kind of think about what they want to do, what kind of guidance and feedback do you here at Gateway look for from your board of trustees members like Jesse Adams?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I could probably mirror Jesse's answer in that integrity, honesty, and really a passion for what the mission of Gateway is. And we're so fortunate that our trustees have that. They really want to serve on our board. It's a volunteer process, so that, you know, you've got to want to give up some of your time, and that's time away from family and jobs, in order to make it successful. But our trustees also bring a wealth of knowledge from their particular sector. So whether it's a government sector, private sector, or maybe even it's a public sector, that experience helps to round out the sort of the interests that we have to try to serve, because we serve all sectors within our community. And knowing a little bit more about what Jesse's industry is going through, and maybe helping expose to the network of employers that he works with, helps us become better at the types of services provided. The reflection on whether or not it's working effectively in the Walworth County community where he represents, that helps me gauge better or not their alignment of resources. The involvement of new programs and new program options and opening new doors of opportunity for us. I'm sure Jesse would mention that one of his colleagues, Mike Reeder, has really expanded our vision for the machining industry and the skilled worker shortage there. And that network has really helped generate the idea of academies like what Adams is putting together. Wisconsin Oven has developed an academy, which gives us another insight to the welding profession. And so knowledge and skills related to their industry, exposure within the region they represent, and then coming at it with a sense of integrity, partnership, and how can Gateway continue to expand the valuable role that it plays.
What do you feel like your role is thus far when it comes to this matter of feedback and advice in terms of how Gateway is reaching out to the community to get people interested in these various careers?
Well, when I joined the board, I presented Brian with my 20-page plan of the things that needed to know.
I still have it. We're on page one. He's going to be on the board for a long time.
Okay, all right.
No, we, again, a tremendous amount to learn and to plug into, but I think Brian's right. I've been really impressed by how he and his leadership team and the deans or the faculty in general are really interested, not just in trustees' opinion on things, but really being sensitive to the needs of each of the communities in which they serve. So that, and one of the things I like about Gateway, and I'm kind of I'm a small business guy, and so having flexibility and being nimble within a marketplace so that you can address the changes that are occurring. And like you said, you know, what Dave Strand's done with over at Wisconsin Oven with that welding program, or what Mike Reeder from Precision Plus did with the investment in the Reeder Precision Manufacturing Lab on the Elkhorn campus. I mean, those were market-driven things that are really, really important for those communities. And those opportunities came up. Gateway responded, and to their credit, I think has done a great job partnering with those companies. And there's a lot more opportunities like that, and that all filters back into curriculum, that all filters back into priorities. And so, it's pretty cool stuff.
I think what's so intriguing for me, too, is that So every community is different, and mm-hmm. all of the ecosystems within that community. So it might be a large school district like Racine Unified that we're developing new strategies with, or it might be a school district that might be a little smaller like East Troy. And everyone needs the support and service, and so we get to try to put that puzzle together for our community. And the more people we have like Jesse and our trustees and our community members that help us turn those puzzle pieces over so we can see a clearer picture,
makes it
a little bit easier for us. So it's really important that we have engaged and supportive trustees.
One of the things you just said, Jesse Adams, that I appreciated was your awareness of what other employers in the area are doing.
Sure.
And the connections that various employers have made with Gateway. And I suspect one of the positives that you can help create is still more awareness among other employers about what it means to have this strong connection with the college. I mean, the way in which it's already been of benefit to Adams Electric. I mean, other companies can maybe learn about that through you and become part of all this.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I think, I think one of the things that we talk to and I share with employers all the time is that we are in an economic environment here in Wisconsin that has a tremendous amount of demand. And I firmly believe that Gateway is the educational institution that is the backbone for guaranteeing the future, the current and future labor forces to meet that demand. And so, what happens is this doesn't just happen in a vacuum, though. And I think so oftentimes the classic response is for industry to sit on the sideline and be eagerly anticipating what's going to be delivered from a Gateway or whatever
right,
else.
Being but, the recipients.
I think that's where Mike Reeder and Dave Strand were different, and many others that have partnered with the college are different, is they're actively recognizing that being invested in and being an actual partner with Gateway is going to generate so many more results. And so, I think there is a tremendous amount of opportunity within Walworth County. The people that see the Elkhorn campus every day but aren't fully aware of what it's all connected to the east here, all the institutional resources and priorities and what the opportunities are. But it's got to be a partnership. And I think there's certainly some additional opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. I mentioned earlier in the show we're 108 years old, and every year, every month, the economy changes and the needs of the economy changes. So whether we're working, today in a great program in hotel management and all of a sudden a new development takes place and we switch directions a little bit in order to give additional support for another highly valuable resource in our community. And Gateway is this idea of nimble and flexibility, as Jesse mentioned, is really important because we do an assessment of all our programs every year. We add new programs. We take programs off the board. We try to stay current with the types of jobs that are in our community. Our goal is ultimately give students the opportunity to earn skills to earn a job. And that's why we're here. And it's been our mission for a long time. And we'll continue to look for new ways to partner within our community.
Very good. Jesse Adams, do you have any particular goals in mind during your time with the Gateway Board, or is it a little early to be thinking in those terms yet? Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm still learning a lot, and I'm sure the goals and opportunities will shift over time. But one that's clear is just what we talked about. We're going to get more businesses involved in the process, and even the first step is creating awareness. And Brian and I were talking the other day about Generac Power Systems, which is a phenomenal Wisconsin company. Aaron Jockfeld and that leadership team are doing really great things, and we work a lot with them and seeing how do we continue to Generac needs the resources and the opportunities that Gateway provides, and so how do we continue to have a greater partnership at every level. And so getting more businesses connected, whether it's big or small, I think is a clear one. I've also been I'm a firm believer in what an endowment can do for an institution. I've really appreciated how much that's grown under Brian's tenure and the level in which they've invested in that. I'd love to try and help out in helping increase that, even if at a small level. But I think that's really important because it gives students and teachers an opportunity, scholarships, and all sorts of things that can come from those. So,
keeping college affordable is always an important conversation for our trustees. And it might be important to note, too, that in the technical college system, so here at Gateway, our trustees are appointed by the county board chairs. So people volunteer, submit an application, there's an interview process, and then the county board chairs select the candidates for it. So there is an oversight responsibility that all the trustees have, and every summer we get together for a full day retreat with the trustees. They get to set their goals, set new directions for the college, ask deeper questions, and you might have an opportunity at a couple-hour board meeting. And then we meet every month throughout the entire year to go through all of the requirements of the college administration, including approval of new programs, the budgeting process, fiduciary responsibility that they have. So there's a lot of responsibilities that trustees have, and then there's still opportunity for trustees to bring new ideas and thoughts to the college to continue to expand it.
Yeah. So, again, you're relatively new on the board, Jesse Adams, but do you already have a sense of some of the challenges that a school like Gateway, and for that matter, higher education in general, are facing right now, and challenges that you get to be a part of now as a member of the board?
Sure. Yes, I think the general market dynamics for higher education and the challenges that they're facing is actually to Gateway's benefit in some respect, right? If there's a financial mechanism to where I could short the market of traditional higher education today, I'd bet big on that, because I think the astronomical rocket ship rates of increases in tuition that you're seeing is totally unsustainable. You know, I think it's something like the average student graduates with over $40,000 in student loan debt. I personally know dozens of people that have six figures worth of student loan debt. And so, you know, I think whereas Gateway is providing real affordable options, and that people aren't going to be willing to spend $200,000, $250,000 at some point, that's going to come cascading down. And I think that's a real challenge, because, you know, and it's affecting our entire marketplace. You know, people are buying homes later. People are starting families later. People are not getting the jobs that they wanted, and they're strangled by debt. And so Gateway has an opportunity there. I think within any organization, there's always staff resources and the same. It's a competitive market out there, and and I'm sure that there's a little bit of that going around. But I think there's a lot of opportunity for Gateway relative to how higher ed is going generally in the marketplace.
I think it's really important that the critical role that Gateway continues to play to build our communities, and the economy plays a big part of that. So if you think about that level of quality that we've been able to instill over the last two decades or so, transfer of credits between 2 and 4 year college and universities. You can complete your 2 year degree at Gateway, associate degree, transfer credit over to Marquette or MSOE for $10,000. So you can receive your first college degree for a pretty reasonable and affordable cost. And then you tie into it what Jesse mentioned, you know, this whole area of helping keep college affordable. Our Promise program is an endowment program. The work we do to build out new training grants from either the state or the federal government to allow students to have access to programs at a reduced cost. Those types of things really make this a really positive first choice for people to get into the higher education market, gain the skills, get a job, go back. Throughout their life, they'll be coming back for additional skill training.
Before we let you go, Jesse Adams, I know that there is a cause that that you and your family support that we want to give you an opportunity to talk about.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. The organization is called Safe Families for Children. Started in Chicago about 15 years ago. It's in over 30 states now and is right here in Wisconsin. It is a really beautiful program that's all about keeping families together. And what I mean by that is that it's on the prevention side of foster care. So foster care is obviously a necessary thing within our society. It's important to get abused kids out of the home and protected, taken care of. But 7 out of 10 kids that enter into foster care in Wisconsin today go there because of this very broad category called neglect. And so the question that Safe Families ask is, what if we could get there first? And what if we could come alongside that single mom most oftentimes and provide the resources, the support? Because all the things, all the bad things that happen in our society, I'm convinced happen as a result of social isolation. And so those people are not connected to meaningful community. And so what Safe Families does is it allows one mom to make an empowered decision to talk to another mom and get help. And so if she's experiencing some crisis in her life, whether it's her car broke down or she's temporarily homeless or any number of the different challenges that face people in life, she can voluntarily, for a short period of time, place her kids with a safe family. And that family, it doesn't just become the placement of the kids. Now, for the first time ever, that single mom has this entire community of people wrapping their arms around that person. And it's not just that family that's supporting them. It's that family's church or community organization. It's all the people that they're connected with, too, all of a sudden become a meaningful player in the lives of these children and of that person. And it really strengthens the fiber of our community when we have people genuinely for $0 and 0 cents serving because they want to give back and they want to take care. So it's exploded in Wisconsin. It's doing really well. We've served, I think, hundreds of kids at this point have been placed in safe families' homes. And that number, the demand for in the state is growing. And we love to continue to say, how can we get there first? How can we help on the prevention end so that kids don't have to go into the foster care system and be separated from their families if not needed?
Wow.
Great credit to Jesse and his entire family. His sister helps organize and is the director of the program. And I had an opportunity with several from the college here to go to an event over the holiday season. And it is extremely impressive, emotional, and encouraging to see what people are willing to give and to be a part of helping other people sustain their life.
Fantastic. So Safe Families for Children. That's a important name for all of us to remember. And your name as well, Jesse Adams, president of Adams Electric and the newest member of the Gateway Board of Trustees. It's been great to meet you and great to listen to you speak with such insight and passion, not only about your own field of expertise, but also all that you have to say about Gateway. It's great to have you aboard, and it was great to have you on the morning show. We look forward to having you on again sometime.
Pleasure to have been here. Thanks, guys.
And President Brian Albrecht, great to have you with us as well.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
I'm Gregory Berg. We finish out the hour in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King by listening to the finale of the Symphony No. 2, subtitled Song of a New Race by African-American composer William Grant Still. That's the final movement of the Symphony No. 2 in G minor, Song of a New Race by African-American composer William Grant Still. Playing that, of course, today in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Gateway Technical College's celebration of Dr. King is occurring this morning, beginning at 11:30. It is titled One Voice, Many Stories. And if you're unable to attend in person, we encourage you to listen to WGTD's live broadcast over the station. And you can also hear it live streamed over our website, which is WGTD.org. This is WGTD HD